Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
I don't know about you, but I've been noticing a significant rise in temperature. And the only good thing that ever came out of summer was vacations. It's not a luxury we have as adults, but we all remember going to visit our cousins or aunts and uncles or taking trips with our families. Because at the end of the long road of exams, there was almost always an annual trip waiting. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. On this podcast, let's take a look at some movies which inspire you to hit the road because they take you on a virtual journey. This movie set travel goals for Indians. We were looking for more travel options, and Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara just sort of gave an itinerary for young Indians looking to have a European adventure. It's a great combination. The story features best friends, a love story and a trip, a flashback into the past and exciting things about their future. Now, these people go to Spain and try out different adrenaline-pumping activities on ground, in the sky and underwater. First, it was Switzerland and the Eiffel Tower that was a must-visit for Indians. But after watching this film, I'm pretty sure every Indian boy's bachelor party got new standards. A great movie to watch with your friends, even if you can't afford a trip to Europe with them. Now, what do you get when you put Kangana Ranaut trying to get over heartbreak in exotic locations? An epic movie like Queen. First of all, it was a very radical concept where a girl tries to get over rejection by going on a honeymoon alone. But she does this by traveling to new places and meeting new people and experiencing new things. She goes to Paris and then Amsterdam, and you go on a journey with her because she's so sincere. We experience all the things that she does, you know, the excitement of being in a new place, but also a little freaked out by the things you don't know, getting over your inhibitions. And the movie worked really well because after that you can see a lot more hashtag solo trip posts by women on social media. Not all of them were jilted at the altar, of course, but it did inspire a lot of girls to just get up and go to new places. One of the best coming-of-age films that ever came out of Bollywood, Dil Chahta Hai, features three friends played by Aamir Khan, Akshay Khanna and Saif Ali Khan, and how their relationship changes with themselves and the people around them. They take a trip to Goa together, trying to figure out life, discovering that they can get conned in questioning if they're really ready for life. And then Aamir Khan's character goes to Australia on a trip where he finds love and bravery and how you should totally run after what your heart wants. Come on, admit it. We all have friends we've made plans to go to Goa with and it hasn't materialized in years. At least every time this movie comes on TV, maybe those plans become a little more solidified. Imtiaz Ali always loves going all over the place when he makes a movie. Not with the storyline, but with the location. Highway is the story of a rich girl from Delhi, the kind who'd listen to Lamborghini and drive around, being kidnapped by a truck driver, the kind who'd probably listen to Desi emo music, and how he kidnaps her, takes her away from the reach of the police and her influential parents, and it eventually leads to a case of Stockholm Syndrome. But oh my God, the locations that Imtiaz Ali chose for this movie are incredible. He goes all the way from Delhi to Haryana to Rajasthan, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh. I know it's not the ideal way to travel, being kidnapped and taken around in a truck, but you can see just how much beauty there is in India and all the different kinds of terrain you can explore. Watch the movie and you'll want to go on a road trip with your friends. Underline the word friends. Dil Dhadakne Do showed us first world problems, that the world isn't all that smooth even if you're super rich. But whatever your economical status, there's nothing a little trip can't cure. This movie has a superb cast. Priyanka Chopra, Ranveer Singh, Farhan Akhtar, Anil Kapoor and Shefali Shah. And they throw this massive party on a cruise. The film was shot on water, the beautiful Mediterranean Sea. And on land, they shot in Turkey, Spain, France, Tunisia and Italy. It must have been a logistical nightmare. I mean, imagine how many countries they had to get permission from. But they probably know. You let one Bollywood movie be shot in your country, you can be guaranteed that movie crazy Indians will add that place to their bucket list. The bop of all travel films in Bollywood, Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge, released in 1995 and showed Indians that there was a whole new world out there. It seemed very possible for a regular Indian to be able to go all around Europe singing and dancing and meeting creepy boys who would later follow you to Punjab. Okay, wait, let's recap a little. This movie's a hit, so the hero can't be creepy. So, it seemed very possible for a regular Indian to go all around Europe singing and dancing and meeting cute boys and dating them secretly. And you know why Bollywood movies actually work in getting people to visit new places? Because there was an event hosted by the Swiss Consulate General in Mumbai in the year 2006 where Yash Raj Films launched a new tour package called the YRF Enchanted Journey, where tourists in Switzerland can go visit the places that Bollywood movies were shot at, including DDLJ. One single movie supplied Switzerland with as many tourists as they need from India. Yeah, we're crazy like that. Even before Notting Hill, there was a beautiful movie that featured a famous woman wanting to lead a normal life for a few days. It's called Roman Holiday and it features the gorgeous Audrey Hepburn as a princess who's out to explore Rome on her own and how she meets a journalist played by Gregory Peck and her life changes. This movie shot across iconic locations in Rome and it's so much fun because they're doing such regular Roman things like walking around in piazzas and riding around on a Vespa. Watch this movie and you'll definitely want to set off on your own to a new place. Except you won't have to hide like a princess. But that's okay. Even a princess can be broke after a long holiday in Europe on her own. The Motorcycle Diaries is a movie based on the book written by Che Guevara about a trip he undertook with his friend Alberto Granado on a bike they like to call La Poderosa, or the Mighty One when translated. They decided to go to North America on this bike, then by steamship, a raft on a horse, and a lot of hitchhiking. They cover more than 8,000 kilometers in 9 months, had the craziest of adventures crossing deserts and oceans and new exotic lands across South America. The story talks about both political and personal self-discovery, and when you read, you feel like you're on a journey yourself and you'll learn to see things with a new perspective the next time you set off on a trip. Eat, Pray, Love. It was first a book and then it became a movie featuring Julia Roberts playing a woman who goes away to new lands in search of answers to questions she has about herself and about life. She goes to Italy, discovers how food can be a solution to most of life's problems. Then she comes to India to pray. I mean, we do a lot more than pray in India, but thanks to the Beatles, the whole world thinks all Indians meditate and do yoga. But they did show some beautiful parts of our country. Then she heads to Bali and discovers love. A lot of women took this exact same trail because they thought they'd get all the answers too. But thank God we moved past that and people are just willing to travel to other new places and find things for themselves. The Endless Summer was a movie that released in 1966 and it's amazing, although it's about a sport that hasn't completely caught up in India. It's the story of two surfers who go on a surfing trip across the world. This is kind of a documentary because it features many real-life surfers and the two main ones, Mike Hinson and Robert August, travel to coasts in Australia, New Zealand, Tahiti, Hawaii, Nigeria and South Africa amongst other places across the world. It's called Endless Summer because it's literally that. They try and chase summer across the globe by being in the southern and northern hemisphere at the right time of the year and try and find the best waves to ride on. It showed a whole new world of surf culture to people who didn't really know such a thing existed, and there were sequels to the movie because obviously it became so popular. You could try and go to one of these surfing events that we have in India. We have some really nice ones now, but this is one of those movies that'll tell you that there's so much more to discover across the world. We might not admit it, but movies influence us a lot. So it's about time you plan a trip with your friends or yourself because summer's here, and although the sun can beat down upon us relentlessly, it's also one of the best times in the year where rains and chilly weather don't stop you from going out and doing your thing. So what if we don't have summer vacations anymore? Still the best time to say goodbye to some of your responsibilities and stop adulting for a few weeks. I hope these movies act as a catalyst and you've booked your tickets before it's the interval. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.